Oh my gosh, we are back on the air. Show 76.
Oh my.
What is this? Why is it? Who is this? My name's Mao, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And this is, of course, the Radio St. Pete exclusive Asian Cult
and
Cinema.
I'm from parts unknown.
You are from parts unknown. So we got to get it all together here.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks.
Drive safely, and that's not true. Have a nice new year.
So big thanks to listening on Radio St. Pete. We love doing the show. What do you got going on this week? You got anything
good, bad, or indifferent? Just a really goofy movie that we watched.
Oh yeah, I actually ventured out to the horrible world of the movie theaters this week.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So in preparation,
you took your life in your hands.
Yes, I did. You went to the went to see the Blade Runner 2049. It was a good movie. I watched the first one. I'm not a super Blade Runner fan. Like there's some people that like, oh, it's the greatest thing ever, and I'm like, eh. I watched it a couple times. I it's a fine movie. I like the original one. I didn't like how it was numerous different endings to it,
and changing.
I was like, stop. Just stop it.
Yeah, well, you know? They get them remarket it, you know.
And just stop it. So I watched it again, and I went to the movies, and it was fun. I know it's a long movie. You said you couldn't have taken it.
No, not 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was 3 hours. You're invested in 3 hours, you know. I know
did
it was...
You buy popcorn and soda and all that?
Yeah. It was... But I always go, like, Sunday mornings.
Oh, you go early.
Yeah, I go, like, at 10 in the morning on a Sunday, because then,
there's
like...
nobody there.
No, it's first of all, it's empty.
Everybody's, like, you know...
hungover or whatever. First of all, it's empty, and then second of all, I parlay that into going out to eat for lunch.
And you know, still somebody was sitting in your seat.
I know. I called it. We went to there, and this was being shown in, like, a small, like, 60-seat theater. And it had the reclining, like, those seats that you can, like, lay back in.
Yeah, that's the gimmick now, theaters, yeah.
But it was such a small theater. And so we go to buy the tickets, and they go, oh, pick your seats. And I was like, wait, what are we doing here?
Was it also in Feelorama?
No, I wish it would have been. That would have been cool.
Okay.
next up,
movie.
Deep Throat. So they, it's a Kentucky Fried Movie, which is the pinnacle of funny, stupid movie. Yeah. And I was like, well, that's weird. Okay, whatever. So I picked back row, right by where it's chained off for the projection. Right. You know, so it's I want to be empty and leave me alone. So I go there, and I was like, well, I know sure as heck someone's going to be sitting in a seat. Called it. Boom. Total nailage. Yeah. And I was like, there he is. And then I just bought this seat. I was like, okay. So then we're standing there like jerks, waiting for him to look at his phone and fumble with his phone and look at his phone. And we're like, get out of our seats. And I'm sitting there, and eventually he's like, oh, it's on the other side of this thing. I was like, oh, yeah, get out of the seat, you know. So stupid.
What a pain. That's why I don't go to movies.
It's always something, you know?
I don't know why you have to buy a seat. Is it a concert or something?
It was so odd. But I digress. It was a good movie. I liked it a lot. And I didn't mind the 3 hours. Some movies I don't. Some movies you can feel the length, some not. You know, I know the Hateful Eight, I didn't mind the length at all. It was such a... It was very... an homage to those long sweeping shots and all that stuff. So, but I can see you're shaking your head in disapproval. You're like, no way.
No, I'm just saying that. Like, yeah. I'm just looking at it. I'm thinking to myself, it used to be that movie theaters would want shorter movies so they could have more showings and make more money.
Yeah. Now, I think they're trying anything.
They make their money off of concessions.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, you know, wow, it's expensive.
And that's also why, I guess, in some ways, movies are like box office is going downhill. Maybe it's because these movies are 2.5 hours long.
Do you think it is?
I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe people aren't, there's too much stuff on TV with streaming that they don't feel the urge to go see the movie, especially when if they don't see like a great review, they can see it on TV or buy it or rent it at Redbox in a couple of months.
This thing is crazy reviews. So high. This is so high. This is one of the highest reviewed movies.
But it didn't
you know.
Do good. But whatever. Who knows? Who cares? You know, I don't think the original was a big blockbuster either. I think like I wouldn't call it a vanity movie.
Hipster
but
sci-fi movie.
Yeah, kinda. Whatever. You know, I just When I saw the trailer for it, I go, really? They're making another one? I didn't know.
I know. And the thing, and this is, I don't get this at all.
They should have made a sequel a long time ago, I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's what's happening. They're dusting off these properties and be like, 23 years later. I was like, what?
They're making another Indy Jones movie?
You're like, why? Like, you know, like, I get it that sometimes things need a sequel or they just are out of ideas, so they just do it. But sometimes you're like, look, I don't need a sequel 10 or 12 years later, you know, or 15 years later. Like, Avatar is going to have all these new sequels. Well, why? That was so long ago. Who even cares? You know, and they're going to ram it down your throat. It'll be successful because they're going to make sure it's successful. But, you know, it's just one of those things. I don't usually go to the movies very often, like maybe 3 or 4 times a year. You know, like, I'll go see Star Wars in the theater. Like, I went to see Godzilla in the theater because, I love Godzilla. So I'm going to, some of the properties I do, you know.
Yeah, man. But
mostly not, you know.
Okay. Well, hey, man, you know.
Whatever, right? So yeah. What are we, but
that's not what we're going to talk
the
about.
The movie we're talking about this week, I don't think is going to have a sequel put out. And it's not going to be.
If this movie would have been made today, there may have been one, but since it was made in 1977 or something like that.
And it's also.
In the Philippines, they decided, maybe we won't do a sequel.
If they would have made this today, it would have been all ironic and it would have been done on Sci-Fi Channel. And,
John Carradine was kind of winking at the camera a bit, a little bit. He knew what he knew what he stepped in, but,
we all knew what he stepped in.
And a little something called Vampire Hookers.
Vampire Hookers. That's what was picked for this week's Asian Cult Cinema.
Directed by the great Sergio Santiago. Look him up if you're really interested.
Who is, what has he done?
He did a lot of B movies in the Philippines. Some better than others. This one has its moments, I guess, but it's pretty silly and dopey and flatulent. And
Such a weird movie in that there's just not a lot going on.
King Don should see this movie because it is about
sailors
in the Philippines.
So he'll love it.
In bars.
He'll give it a 10.
Which I'm sure Don went to a bar in the Philippines and stuff like that, but I don't know if he met any vampire hookers. If he did, he never said anything to me.
And that would be something you'd bring up every now and then.
That would be, unless
you like, if I lived through a vampire hooker apocalypse, I would be like, wow, I lived through that. That's
Anyway, but anyway, yeah, it's a comedy of sorts and a sexy movie of sorts and a horror movie of sorts.
But it's kind of not enough of anything. We've been through this before. It's not enough of anything to be something, and that's the downfall. All right, we're going to take a trailer break. We come back. We're going to pony up the cash and get into these vampire hookers.
But we have the theme for vampire hookers.
You see what I did there?
Pony up the cash.
Get into those vampire hookers.
Yeah.
That's gross. All right, here's some trailers. We'll be right back.
Boring.
Dad, we can't see the movie.
I can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker. Especially you.
Get hooked by a hooker when you sail in southern seas. Even though she's a looker, she can bring you to your knees. She'll take you to the graveyard and try to ease your fears. But her friends out in the graveyard have been dead for 100 years. They're vampire hookers. So if you meet a hooker,
on the line.
Our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No! Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
So there you have it. The cat's out of the bag. Vampire Hookers.
Yeah, you get the whole theme song.
Yep, there's the theme song. We brought to you by us. You're welcome.
Brought to you
everyone.
By us and wonderfulness.
Oh my God. So yeah. Now
so
vampire
this is a movie about sailors.
Yeah, basically. you start this movie and there's just these two sailors and they're all shucksing and golly jeepers and around going, we're gonna get lucky tonight, yeehaw, we wouldn't know what to do with it, yeehaw. And you're like, what are we talking about here? Like, there's like one guy is from Texas and the other guy is like, they are
south.
Just, yeah, the south. They are like the proverbial rubes that just fell off the boat, you
sort
know.
I know
that these ports do have a criminal element that preys upon them.
Oh, yeah.
But you also got to figure these are military.
They're testosterone-y, and they're taught how to deal
with hurting people.
But they still get, stuff.
I think mostly they get fleeced by hookers.
Yeah.
You know, and just take their wallets
fleeced
and stuff.
And
like
diseased.
I wouldn't, yeah, fleeced and fleeced. So yeah. I don't think there's a whole lot of robbing them because, you know,
if
who's,
you're drunk, you know.
Yeah, but you know who's apt to fight? A drunk guy.
Yeah.
And you know who's good at fighting? Army and, you know,
yeah,
say, military guys.
That's what they're hired for. They want to
that's
fight.
That's kind of their job. And then they're all. So, I mean, that's the setting of this one, though, is these two aw shucks guys are fumbling around, and there's the more experienced guy who has a girl in every port.
He pulls
up with his in his taxi cab.
With his, like, know-it-all taxi driver who's this, like, anything you need, I can get for
you. You know who this taxi driver made me think of? I immediately got teleported back to. We do it. Oh no! A couple of shows ago, we did Samurai Cop.
Oh yeah.
And you remember the one scene in Samurai Cop where that the bellboy or the guy, the waiter when they first meet the girl, he's like, oh, he's dead. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah.
The incredibly gay, incredibly.
This guy wasn't that gay.
No, he wasn't that gay, but he was like, that's how he kind of acted. He's like, oh, he's over there, you know, let's drive there. And he was it just made me think of it.
He might have been happy, not gay.
I started laughing because I started thinking of that other
so
guy.
So he's like, yeah, you want girls? Yeah, I know everybody. I can get you this.
Anything,
everyone. Yeah, anything you want.
And they're like, well, he's like, but we're going now. We're going somewhere now, so we'll see you later.
And one guy goes, yeah, and I know where we can get girls. We can get girls where there's music. Yeah.
Yep. So whatever. So the head guy leaves. And our two bumbling idiots just go from bar to bar and try and pick up girls, and they're always.
And they end up picking up transvestites.
Oh, they trans. Yep, there's of course the gag with they have, you know, he walks into it when his date's there and she's standing up to pee, and he's going, "What are you doing that for?" Yeah, then apparently the cat was out of the bag, and he comes over to his buddy who's getting busy with someone on their lap, and he's like, this is a transvestite bar, come on, and
get out of here,
get out of here. And then they all started beating him up, like all the transvestites were beating on him, and you're
yeah.
So anyway, so now
and then they go walking down the street, and then they get the other joke where the one guy goes, hey, you guys, you know, here's some aphrodisiac for you.
Yeah,
it's like an egg, those
gross.
I laughed, but that was pretty disgusting.
They eat those things. That's real.
Do they really?
My
eat
dad
like,
talked about that. Where
they eat live dead old chickens.
Yeah, like ducks and so that. And he, my dad,
Your dad experienced
the Philippines. My dad lived in the Philippines. He was a Marine stationed there, and he, you know, God bless his soul. And he's passed on, but he told me a story about, like, he said you'd be on a bus, and the buses kind of pull up, and they run up to the windows, and he said the people that are driving, they just buy them and eat those things.
Eggs.
Yeah.
With a duck in them.
Yeah. And your guy, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, well, you know.
Gross.
I laugh, but it kind of caught me by surprise.
So now he's like, now they're getting more drunk, and finally then the head guy, their captain, shows up. And they just start drinking like crazy in this bar.
Yeah.
And it progresses, and they get into fights and stuff like that. And then there's this then they're sitting there, and, before the fights, this like, knockdown, like, holy...
Beautiful, awesome.
Yeah, really beautiful woman walks in. And the guy's like, how much would you give for her? And he's like, I'd give everything I have for her. Yeah. And he goes, okay, let's go. And so then the taxi driver and the captain go to this girl, and they get in the car, and they drive away. And they're like, golly, he sure is lucky. Yeah, and then our heroes proceed to get kicked out, right. You know. But then we follow the...
follow the bearded guy, the buddy, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, the captain.
They go to a graveyard, and he's like, why are we going to a graveyard?
Yeah, this is a long scene.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, but this is where... It's really good here. This is where I live, and yeah. It's really nice. And he's like, why don't we just go back to my...
He's saying, why don't we go to a hotel? I'll buy
a hotel.
Let's go have sex somewhere classy.
Yeah, she goes, no, I want to spend the night here with you. He's like, okay, you know, and then, like, you know, that's it for him.
Yeah, she's like, and she's like, take off your clothes, and you think you're going to see some nudity, but you don't. And
not
then,
yet.
Yeah, and she comes out, and he's like... He starts undressing, but he's not. And then does she bite him, or the guy comes walking. He's like, finally some. Then
Carradine.
Here comes
Carradine.
John Carradine comes in
like
with
Dracula or whatever.
Yeah, with two other floozies, and he's like, finally some American blood. And he's like, wait, what now? And then ka-chunk, he gets killed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the cuts back to the other guys who are still looking for him, and they meet some other girls, and then they get, like, ambushed by some two dudes. And
yeah.
The guy comes, I think the taxi driver comes, or somebody comes in and helps them out and breaks them out or whatever. So they're like, oh, man, where the hell did he go?
And I think, and where did our captain go? Where is he, this
and
guy?
I think the taxi driver goes, yeah, he went in with that girl, Cherish. You know,
yeah,
the girl.
That was her name, Cherish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where'd they head out to? And he goes, I think they went out to the graveyard or something, you know. So, like, they go get a taxi driver, and they go, hey, take us to the graveyard. We got to...
Got to look for our friend.
Look for a friend. And as they go to the graveyard, one of the two sailors go, you know, he keeps telling this story all the time.
Oh,
you know,
this Texas guy.
Yeah, the Texas guy. Yeah, you know, I'm afraid of graveyards. When I was a kid, you know.
I was locked in the graveyard. And there's two jokes that this movie thought were really funny and really weren't. And the first one is this guy talking to this story about, I sure was afraid. And the next one was, during this long, boring sex orgy where people were wearing clothing, the joke was, who's next? Who's next? Oh, who's
That's
up,
later on.
Who's up next? Who's up next?
That's later
and
on.
And they keep saying, you're like, oh my God, you're not funny. Stop saying that.
And of course, the other recurring joke is from the Dracula and the three vampires have a Renfield sidekick, Vic Diaz, who's a wannabe vampire, but he's not a vampire yet, but he's always farting.
Yeah.
So that's the other recurring jokes. He's got, like, a gas problem, you know. He's always,
great.
And he goes in the coffin, and he farts his way out of it or whatever.
Yeah,
and
it explodes. So like, you're like, okay. So anyway, back to this. So this guy's like, I'm not getting out of this cab because I'm afraid of things and blah, blah, blah. So the guy goes in, the other one goes in, and he stumbles on the trick thing that opens up the whatchamacallit, opens up the
crypt.
The
yeah.
crypt. There's like a little thing you turn sideways and it opens up. So he goes down there and he sees this happening. Right? He happens upon the vampires.
Well, he sees the guy, like, his buddy hanging
upside down, bleeding out, yeah.
And then Vic Diaz comes from behind him, right?
He runs out because he knocks over the all those candelabras and stuff like that. And they're like, go get him.
Yeah.
And then
right.
they chase him out. He gets away this time.
Oh, okay.
Because then they're sitting on the boat.
They go back and they try to tell their
Yeah, they're telling everyone on the boat, oh, this is what's happening. And they're like, shut up, you know, which is what they would have really sad.
Yeah, basically, yeah. They were like, what were you on or yeah. whatever.
So, all right, we'll got one more trailer break, and then we come back, and we'll find out what happens to our hapless heroes.
Yeah, well, I don't think any occupational hypnotherapist is going to help you solve any of your problems, okay? Hey, and speaking of problems, what's this I hear about you having problems with your TPS reports?
Yeah. Didn't you get that memo?
Each year, 10,000 tourists visit Ocean Beach. They come to swim, to go boating, or just to lie in the summer sun. But this summer, Ocean Beach has attracted something else. American International presents Tentacles. It slept until man disturbed it. Then it woke with a fury no man could control. Tentacles, a giant octopus with 8 writhing arms, deadlier than the claws of a tiger. 8 tons of bone-crunching terror that tears apart a quiet seaside community. Tentacles, starring John Huston, Shelley Winters, Bo Hopkins, Claude Akins, and Henry Fonda. Tentacles, a fight to the death between the mighty jaws of a killer whale and the awesome power of a giant octopus. No sea monster of myth or legend is half so deadly as one that actually exists. Tentacles, the most gripping suspense you'll ever experience. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
No. No. It's not true. That's impossible.
Tentacles. Yeah, tentacles. Not the other word.
No. Oh, before we get too deep, I wanted to also say, make sure, and I know we're hitting some new audiences here, make sure you check out some of our other online concerns, i.e. other shows we do. I do another one on this channel, on the Radio St. Pete, called Asian Cult Cinema.
It's all, called the Indie Circuit.
The Indie Circuit, yeah, the other one. This is that one.
Yeah.
And that's the Indie Circuit is all about just, playing some music and talking about whatever. And then we have a long, long-running show, a B-movie review show called Slow Robot A-Go-Go. You can go to bunchofdorks.com, and there you're going to find Slow Robot A-Go-Go, which is, we've done crazy movies. If you like B-movies, we got
everything.
291 shows so far.
So far.
And also then the middle one on that...
Two-Dimension Comic Book Podcast.
Two-Dimension Comic Book Podcast. There's 3 podcasts housed on the Bunch of Dorks homepage. And the bottom one is Bunch of Dorks. That's now defunct, but it went for 10 years, so there's a lot of content on there.
And a lot of nasty language.
Oh, yeah. So check it out.
That you won't find here.
Nope, sure won't.
We are PG-rated.
Sure are. Unlike most of our movies.
We're not even PG-13. We're
nope,
just PG.
Nope, PG. So anyway, now back to the show. So now that the Navy says, hey, where's the captain? And they're like, oh, last time we saw him, he was with a hooker in a graveyard. And they're like, that's not right. So then they go, because the other guy is reading books about the occult, or about vampires, I'm sorry, which how you get that on a boat, but whatever.
Well, so, you can get anything on the boat.
I don't think you can. But anyway,
that's what Don told me. Anyway.
Okay. So they go to the local cops, and then they go into this place, and of course they don't find anything, and they can't get into the crypt, and blah, 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 you know. But now the two of them go back, and they're like, well, we can't let the Sarge... I just keep changing whatever it is. It doesn't matter. We can't let the Sarge just be trapped like that. So then they go out and they start trying to find the cabbie.
Yeah.
To say, where is our friend? Because they figure he probably just ended up with the cab driver. So they come up and they see the cab driver pulling away with another sailor. And then they say, hey, take us, follow that guy. Yep. So now the cab follows the other cab. And they watch as this guy does the same thing. The girl takes him into the crypt. The other cab driver drives away, and nobody comes out.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to get in. The other guy is still doing his, I'm afraid of the behavior. So the one guy that does things gets out and goes down into the crypt.
Yeah, and he gets knocked out, and he wakes up, right? And he wakes up, and the girls have him in the room and count, count. Carradine says... the girls go, well, you know, we don't want to kill him yet because, you know, we want to have some fun. We're 150 years old, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, they keep playing up that stuff, too. They're like, oh, yeah, I sure miss the surf, and I've been doing this for 180 years. I'm 290 years old and all that stuff.
So Carradine goes, well, look, you know, just go ahead and have some fun. And then next morning, well, you know, when we'll you wake up, we'll drain them and everything will be good. So then there's like this long kind of semi-boring.
Oh, it's so boring.
Menage a trois or whatever, yeah. And with the running joke of like, who's next?
Yeah, girls keep taking turns with him, and he's such a man that he can do it. Yeah. But they're still wearing panties, so you're like, okay. And the weird comic sidekick is watching this.
Yeah, doing...
And doing all kinds of weird things. I think they're simulating that he's masturbating, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to know anything about that.
And his whole thing is that he wants to be a vampire, but he hasn't achieved it. So he's constantly putting fake teeth on and jumping up and down.
That's
Vic Diaz, who's been in all these movies.
Oh, really? Is he like a staple?
He's in a ton of these, like... American co-productions or whatever they are, English language, Filipino. But anyway, so he's like, they keep the guy all night, and the next morning, he wakes up, and they're basically getting ready to kill him.
Yeah.
But then the other buddy, he goes, well, after he left, he goes back, I got to come back and save this
now
guy.
Now he's really in trouble. He got caught and, run away.
So he goes back in there. And he basically gets in there and he fights Vic Diaz and he knocks him out, with like a post or something like that or whatever. And so because Vic Diaz is basically the protector of the vampires, out if they needed one, but he's basically the protector. So he gets in and he goes into the room where they're getting ready to kill him and he breaks in.
But this is the weird part about this, because this guy's going in there and he kills one of the girls and he has a cross.
Well, no, he gets in and then he breaks the cross when they're ready to kill him.
Oh, that's right. He breaks the thing.
And then he stabs one of the girls.
And then
the other ones run away.
Right. And then they're down there. And then for some reason, Diaz wakes up and he feels that he has real teeth.
And he's becoming a vampire, yeah. So he goes up and he starts jumping up and down like an idiot.
He goes inside this castle.
Jumping for joy.
And he's jumping for joy and he's so fat. It's collapsing the castle?
Yeah, but before that, I think the goofball guy, the goofball sailor, picks up like a bow and arrow, like one of those bow and arrow things, and he shoots one of the other girls.
Right. The one girl gets it.
But there's still like Dracula, and there's still the other girl.
And Cherish.
And then all of a sudden, when this guy is, Fig Diaz is upstairs jumping up and down, the castle is like, collapsing, so it kills... It kills the one girl.
Yeah, like you don't like.
And then
this is where it was like nonsenseville.
And then Goofball ends up like corralling Dracula in a corner and like stabbing him and then wasting him. But then he's got to find his buddy. So then his buddy is like trapped in the room, and so they got to like
pull all the styrofoam
bricks to get him out of there.
And he's like, I'm naked here.
Vic Diaz, meanwhile, still up there jumping up and down. They don't know what's going on. And then like they get him out of there, and all of a sudden Vic Diaz collapses with the castle, and like all of them are dead. So then the two goofball sailors escape. So like when they get in the car, and they go, wow, we finally got out of here. I can't believe we did it. And all of a sudden, the cab driver turns around, and he's got fangs. And he's like, oh, my God, no. And then all of a sudden, his buddy turns around, and he's got fangs. Yep. So they both got vampirized.
So the cab driver who picked him up was, was the guy that was all along. He was a vampire the whole time.
I think he got bit while he was waiting, I think. Or maybe he was a vampire.
And then, I think, because that was the original
and
one.
And the other guy got bit at night, probably.
And the one that was having all that sex got turned into a vampire, and his buddy didn't know it.
Yeah, and he saved him, and then he, and twist.
It was very,
that shock ending.
Yeah, what a twist.
Yeah.
It's very Shyamalanian in its delivery.
Yeah.
It's a
silly movie.
Casserole of nonsense, straight up.
Basically, yeah.
I didn't hate it.
It had a few laughs.
That's what it was. It was a lot of watching people walking around this town. And this wasn't like a city in Philippines.
This wasn't a pretty city. This was like down and dirty.
This was a little tiny whatever this was.
This is where all the stuff was going on. all the shenanigans were going on. But it's a little 70s whatever. And it was one of those movies that doesn't do enough of anything to make it really good,
Right.
If they would have added more whatever, sex
more
or
sleaze,
whatever, it would have
been
good.
More violence.
They would have more violence or maybe a little more gore would have been good.
Or a comedy.
But whatever. It just played it safe. I guess the audience was exploitation, but the director didn't give enough of it, but it was...
Yeah, see,
it was... It was I don't know.
Yeah, because that's what I mean. Like with a name like Vampire Hookers, you would assume those girls would all be almost always naked. Playboy was around this time. You can hire a playmate for nothing.
I mean, they were scantily clad. You know, yeah. They had see-through stuff on. But this is 77, I believe. I believe it's 77. Maybe it was earlier. I don't know. I
thought it was 73, but 77 might be
right. Maybe
it
was 73. I don't know. But
doesn't matter.
It was just a little tame for what it was. You know, it wasn't exploitation enough. Let's put it that way.
Right.
But it was. It had a few laughs.
And the Philippines stuff. Now we all. If you listen to our shows over these last couple of years, you know the Philippines stuff was. There's a lot of it. That was a hotbed for.
We got another one next week.
Yeah, you know, for filming stuff that was just like, you know.
Co-production with Americans.
And you couldn't.
Because it was cheap. Corman went there. All these guys went there. There were no unions. But they were also taking their lives in their hand because it was dangerous. And,
you know.
Like some actors. One of the Blood Island actors, I think Celeste Jarnell was talking about. One day she was doing makeup. And all of a sudden she sees that her makeup guy's got a gun in his holster. She goes, why do you have this gun? Oh, well, there's a rebel attack nearby, so you got to make sure that, you know, we're protected. Yeah, you know? So it's like, oh, okay.
Neat. Yeah. What was that one that was really Black Mama, White Mama?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We did that one. I don't think we did that for this. We did that for Pam Grier and
Margaret Markoff. Yeah, that was crazy. There's a lot of them, man. They're, even through the 80s, all those Brown Vietnam movies are Philippines. You know?
It just was a place that you could film something and not have to be bogged down with permits and money. You probably bribed one guy and, okay, go shoot all you want.
You can go through the middle of the city. Yeah. Break whatever you want. You know, it doesn't matter. Kill, you know, whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Just give us our money and... You know, we're all good. You know,
And that kind of represents a little bit what's wrong with like Hollywood and that kind of stuff. Like,
well, these days a lot wrong.
Yeah, a lot of it. But I mean, like that, they can't just make a movie.
No, a lot of these Hollywood people go to Canada because they got like taxes are lower and unions are
whatever.
They don't bust it. Yeah, the SAG and the unions there are tough, man. A lot of money and I mean, most movies are CGI now anyway. But it's true. Still. You know, they need to, make them save a little bit of money anyway.
So, I mean, what are you going to give Vampire
Hookers? I'll give it like a 6, just because I think, watch it if you like what we said, but that's by no means
essential better.
Viewing
I would,
or anything
Yeah,
like
I would
that.
Say a 6 as well. Maybe 5 to a 6.
This is
one that wasn't offensive.
It's funny to see Carradine in the Philippines. I never saw him do a Filipino movie. So he's always funny and goofy.
He is kind of always funny and goofy.
Like doing his Shakespearean lines and stuff like that. You know, the girls were pretty. You know, and the guys were dumb, and that's about it. You know, the jokes were dumb.
The jokes were terrible.
Big Diaz is always kind of funny and silly, but...
Yeah.
This one might be a little too silly, but whatever.
Well, they should have went all in then.
I should have.
It should have been a comedy. Make it the dumbest thing ever, or make it the sluttiest thing ever. But
I'd like to see, Jim Carrey and the other guy from Dumb and Dumber and... Vampire Hookers 2.
That would be... I'd go see that for sure.
There you go.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, there you go. Vampire Hookers 2. Electric Boogaloo.
All right, that's it for this week. My name is Matt, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And this has been Asian Cult Cinema. We'll see you next week with more shenanigans.
There was a mushroom. Sad little mushroom. There was a meadow. Ready to cry. There was a sparrow, gray little sparrow. There was an eagle, silent and high. And the Lord said, laugh, children, laugh, the Lord said, laugh, children, laugh, the Lord said, laugh, laugh, laugh. And the Lord, he said, I created for you.